This is the third morning service on March 8, 2020. The message is delivered by Pastor Hon. The message title is, Although You Knew All This, from Book of Daniel, Chapter 5, Verses 18 through 31. Good morning. Welcome to the morning service. Let us look at God's Word this morning as well. Please turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 5, verses 18 through 31 in the Old Testament. Book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 18. Your Majesty, the Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor. Because of the high position he gave him, all the nations and people of every language dreaded and feared him. Those the kingdom a king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. But when his greed became arrogant and hardened with pride, he was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like the ox, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and sets over them anyone he wishes. But you, Belshazzar, his son, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. This is the inscription that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Parsin. Here's what these words mean. Mene, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. The capital of Babylon was now surrounded by the allied force of Medes and Persians. And in such a critical moment, the temporal ruler of Babylon, Belshazzar, who should have prepared for this critical moment, but opened a big party, the drinking party, gathering many thousands of nobles, men and women. And he even took the goblets from the temple, which was supposed to be used for the worship service to God, and used that to drink the wines. He was trying to hide his weakness his outrage, by drinking, blaspheming, and the hand of God appeared, and it inscribed some letters on the wall of the palace, and this inscription froze people to death. There must have been spiritual intimidation. All the people who were there felt. they must have felt the presence of God, and the holy power was overflowing from that inscription. They must have felt that it was a message from God who were having this big drinking parties. But they did not understand what was written, and they tried to gather all the wise men in the country to ask them to interpret, but no one was able to interpret it. Finally, Daniel was called. As we saw in the previous part of the book of Daniel, Daniel was filled with God's Spirit, and he was talented, intelligent, and full of wisdom. He was already retired for 30 years, and he was 82 years old. But this old Daniel had a spiritual power, and he must have overwhelmed those VIPs who were gathering there, 1,000 or 2,000 of them. A lion is said not to eat rotten meat. Daniel, the man of God, appeared there, and his presence there must have made all those who were there ashamed. They must have been, all of them must have been ashamed of what they have been doing there in the parties. When we meet a man of God, we feel like we've been seen through, and we are ashamed. But still, we do not want to admit our shame. Belshazzar was the same. He tried to make a show of his false power by saying that he would give a reward if Daniel would be able to interpret the inscription well. He was trying to control the scene. But Daniel had no interest in any reward or authority or wealth. Belshazzar must have understood that this man would not bow down before any money or authority, and it's impossible to move this man. And he knew God of Daniel was the only God his grandfather, the great king Nebuchadnezzar, bowed down. And he knew that the destiny of Babylon is in the hand of this Daniel. Daniel was not the king. He was not the noble class, or he was not the politician anymore. And he was man of God. Daniel he was invited there to interpret the inscription. Before he interpreted, he explained the context of the inscription. Why that inscription came about. And it was about the life of great king Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 18. Your Majesty, the Most High God, gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor. Although it says Father Nebuchadnezzar, it's a great, the grandfather for Belshazzar. And Daniel was saying to Belshazzar, you can live this luxurious life not because you have done anything, but your grandfather great king Nebuchadnezzar achieved. But also, it's not a Nebuchadnezzar king who achieved that. It's not the achievements of King Nebuchadnezzar, but it was given by the Most High God to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel does not say that glory and achievements were taken by or achieved by the Nebuchadnezzar, but those were given by the Most High God to him. And Daniel repeated in the book of Daniel that the Most High God is the one who controls the heaven and earth. And Daniel continues to talk about King Nebuchadnezzar, verse 19. Because of the high position he gave him, all the nations and peoples of every language dreaded and feared him. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. So the great king Nebuchadnezzar put to death or spare or promote or humble whomever he wanted. And if it didn't work as he wished, he was angry and he used his power, or he had a grudge against those who didn't listen to him. Humble people would first pray to God and then to take action, while the arrogant people would not pray and do whatever they want to do. When God gives us unusual power or differentiating capability, God has a power. And we do not understand the power unless we pray to God why He gave those powers or ability. King Nebuchadnezzar did not pray to the Most High God. He used his power for his own sake. Verse 20. But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, he was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like the ox. And his body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and sets over them anyone he wishes. King Nebuchadnezzar used his power as he pleases, as he pleased. As a result, he was judged by the Most High God. In the life of King Nebuchadnezzar, there was always a warning from God, which was the existence of Daniel. Daniel was given to Nebuchadnezzar as a kind of a control device for his sins. Nebuchadnezzar received the yellow cards from God many times, but he ignored them. What happened? Red card. A red card came, and he had to exit from the scene. Nebuchadnezzar was dragged down from the throne, and he lived his life like an animal for 3.5 years. Those who consider the glory is all they need. When the glory is taken away, the life becomes so miserable. When we lose our pride or experience or networks or knowledge, that happens sometimes in our life. We become so miserable. The word glory in Greek is doxa. It's used in the Bible for God. But when man tried to take a glory on him, they misunderstand as if they become God. You don't want to imagine that I wear the most beautiful dress, because it doesn't look nice on me. If a cat sits on the throne of the Lion King, it doesn't look nice. And it will look ugly or comical. And if a man tries to sit at God's throne, it looks ugly and comical. In the book of Genesis, we see how mankind had a desire to become like God, and that ended up destruction and death. Book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 18. Let us read together. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. However many achievements we may make, if we are in the arrogant, if we are arrogant, that leads us to destruction and setbacks. It doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. And King Nebuchadnezzar, when he was defeated, he understood he was arrogant. And the defeat and destruction became his great, became a grace for him. When we really understand our arrogance and before God, that becomes a grace for us. We understand then the Most High God is the one who controls the kingdom of mankind, not a mankind who is controlling controlling the world. And when we really understand God is the one who is governing the whole world, it will set us free. Nebuchadnezzar thought he was an extraordinary supreme ruler, and he thought he became a legendary king, but it was wrong. He used the power given by God for his own interest. Nebuchadnezzar was not the hero of the history, only one character that appears in the history. And God is the one who is the hero of the history. We never learn that God is the hero of the history when we learn history in schools. When I began to study the history of church in the seminary, I understood for the first time that God is the hero of the history. God knew everything that happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Let's look at chapter 5, verse 22. But you, Belshazzar, his son, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from the temple, from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you did not honor God, who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Belshazzar knew what happened to his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar. Even so, Belshazzar still looked down upon people, and he blasphemed God. The fight we fight in our life is the choice between we choose to put ourselves in the center of our life or to choose to put God in the center of our life. Even when we worship God in this place, if we are in the center of our life, it is not what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. The purpose of a big party Belshazzar organized was to ignore God and blaspheme God through drinking and eating. And as a consequence, that party led him to the destruction. Chapter 5, verse 24. Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. This is the inscription that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Parsin. Here is what these words mean. Mene, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Verse 30. That very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylonians, was slain. Mene, mene, tekel, u, palsin. Mene is... So God has numbered the days of Belshazzar's reign, and he brought it to the end because when he looked at the scales of the sins, he thought that he could no longer keep Belshazzar alive. So God numbers the days of our life, and he weighs our life. Our life, our time, is not our own, but God's. We misunderstand that the time is ours. And that's why there's no weight there. When we use our time for our own, there's no weight there. But when we use it for God, or to love God, or for people, or to love others, there's a weight there. The life of Belshazzar was too light compared with what God expected from him. The weight of his justice or humility or dedication was too light, while his sins and arrogance were too heavy. Long life is a blessing by itself, but what is more important is the weight of life. Jesus lived only for 33 years. Was his life cursed? No. His life was so dense. How did it become so dense? He knew what was God's will, the Father, God the Father's will, and he accumulated day after day his time by doing for God. Our life is the time being accumulated in front of God. How much we spend our time to develop the intimate relationship with God. How much time we spend, we are spending to do God's will. How much time we are spending to expand God's kingdom. How much time we are spending to please God. God is weighing our days. And the last word parsing in the inscription. What is given to us will be taken away, to divided into pieces to give to others. 2 weeks ago, we invited here Pastor Moonbonju to give us the message, who developed the application of the smartphone application of Drama Bible to Listen. And he explained to me the founder of this foundation, who is promoting the Bible in drama. It's called Grace and Mercy Foundation. And he explained to me Mr. Bill Fan, who was the founder of this foundation. Bill Fan immigrated to America when he was little with his parents, who were pastors. But 2 years after immigration, his father died, and his mother became a missionary in Mexico, and they spent for 20 years a very difficult time in Mexico. But after he became an adult, he became a trader in the stock market, and he was very successful to make money, a big money. But in his business, he faced a big problem and crisis, and he experienced a setback. And then he returned to God's Word in the audio Bible. And he really found the power from God through that audio Bible. He was given so much benefit from that. He began, he founded this Grace and Mercy Foundation with $500 million to help people to be able to listen to God's Word through audio media, so that people might meet, encounter Jesus, to be given a power to live their lives. So the Drama Bible is a free application. And to make this Drama Bible application in Japan, which costed 200 million yen, And for each download, the foundation pays a copyright fee. So when I heard the story of Bill Fan, I felt that it was a story of someone who was given wealth but experienced the setbacks and made humble and transformed by God's grace to use what he had for God and God's work. And Belshazzar, who did not use what was given by God for God, but for his own interest, he was murdered at this the party site. And Babylonian Empire ended so quickly, so easily. James chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is a life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. When we live our lives without asking God's will, it will vanish like a fog. Nebuchadnezzar, he was arrogant, but when he was made humble, he experienced God's grace. But Belshazzar and Babylon, when they continue to refuse to humble themselves and blaspheme God, they were hit by God's judgment all of a sudden like a thunder and vanished like a fog. That's the consequence or the end of those who did not do what God pleased to do, God wanted them to do. Nobody really imagined that the Babylon would go to that destruction so easily. The Bible promises that this world is going to end, and that ending would take place like destruction of Babylon. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling for demons, and a haunt for every impure spirit, and a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries." So Babylon, the capital of Babylon, looked like an impregnable citadel. It was so luxurious, so brilliant, and prosperous. But from God's point of view, it was a house of evil spirits and the nest of unclean spirit. The cities in this world are sleepless. I went to Las Vegas with my family. This city all of a sudden appears in the desert. Hotels in Las Vegas is rather cheap because cheap. For six of us in my family, it was a rather reasonable hotel in Las Vegas on the way in our travel in the U.S. But when you go to the city, you see a gold, huge gold building labeled Trump. But after one day, walking through the city, all my children were bored. The city is brilliant, looks brilliant, and prosperous. It looks like there is something there, but it's a virtual image of utopia. And the reality is that it's a house of evil spirit and a nest of unclean spirit. When all these unpleasant acts accumulates over the years, one day the city will be destructed. Revelation chapter 18, verse 7. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and the luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, I sit enthroned as queen. I am not a widow. I will never mourn. Therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. No one wants to understand that this great Babylon is going to end all of a sudden. Many think that this world is rather comfortable, but the Bible tells us that it's an illusion, and the Christians are taught so. It is like a huge movie shooting set that is made over many days, but all of a sudden it can be blown out. No one is going to invest in the apartment buildings in this movie shooting set, because we know that it's going to be blown off. But this world is running like that. Daniel worked in a Babylonian empire for many years, surrounded by the authorities, the charms of authorities. He was living there, surrounded by all those charms of the power, but he never used any of them. He exclusively and earnestly seek for God's power, and he always prayed to God. And the world feels ashamed before Daniel. Daniel is the last card given by God to the world. Are we those who were participating in the big party of Babylon? Or are we with Daniel? We need to make ourselves awake with God's word, assess what God's will is, that's how we need to live our life. We are expected to live our lives in the gospel, for the gospel, and to enjoy being a part of a Christ body, and to live our lives like Daniel. That's what God expects us to do. And let us become like Daniel. Let us pray.